From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Obama talks about IS. U.S. President Barack Obama says the fight against the Islamic State group will not be quick, noting it is a long-term campaign. Mr. Obama told reporters Monday that IS is opportunistic and nimble and is dug in with the civilian population. He said defeating Islamic State militants must be the job of local forces on the ground. The president made his remarks after making a visit to the Pentagon. Greece was no closer to reaching a new bailout agreement with its international creditors following the resounding Greek vote Sunday against lenders' demands for new austerity measures. Pressure mounted on Greece Monday when one of its lenders, the European Central Bank, decided not to change the level of its emergency credit to Greek banks. Meanwhile, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is set to offer new proposals at a European Union summit on Tuesday. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program continue today in Vienna. The foreign ministers of six leading nations and Iran are trying to overcome key disputes, including a demand by Iran to have a UN arms embargo lifted. Senior Iranian officials told reporters their government is pushing to have a UN arms embargo lifted as part of a separate but concurrent accord, a move Western officials say they oppose. Officials in Nigeria say bombings at a mosque and at a restaurant in the city of Jos have killed at least 44 people. The National Emergency Management Agency says the Sunday blasts also wounded at least 47 people. The attacks continue a string of violent attacks blamed on Boko Haram militants. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Ecuador Monday to hear Mass celebrated by Pope Francis. The Pope said the Mass in Guayaquil at the beginning of a three-country tour. The pontiff landed a day earlier in the capital Quito on the first leg of his trip. He's expected to return to the capital Tuesday for another public service in the city's Bicentennial Park before heading to Bolivia and Paraguay. A Philippine legal team flanked by high-ranking officials from the country's executive, judiciary, and legislative branches this week will try to convince an arbitration panel at The Hague to decide its case questioning China's South China Sea claims. Simone Orendine reports.
Days before leaving the Netherlands, Philippine officials said they were confident of the country's position and that the arbitration panel would find it has legal authority over the case. Over the weekend, Deputy Presidential Spokeswoman Abigail Valde, who is joining the team at The Hague, said the country believes it stands on firm ground. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesman Charles Jose says Manila is simply presenting facts that keep within the parameters of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. Simone Orendine, Manila.
New anti-terrorism legislation in Egypt makes it a criminal offense to publish news contradicting the government's version of events in terrorism-related cases. The draft anti-terrorism legislation was passed by the cabinet last week and is waiting for the approval of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The law imposes a minimum 2-year jail term for reporting what is called false news or data about any terrorist operations. An Iraqi jet dropped a bomb on an eastern Baghdad neighborhood Monday. At least 7 people were killed in what the military described as an accident. A spokesman said the jet had a technical failure that caused it to drop the bomb as it returned to base. The resulting blast destroyed several houses and also injured at least 11 people. The plane was taking part in airstrikes targeting the Islamic State group. South Carolina's state Senate is debating whether to remove the Civil War-era Confederate battle flag that has flown over parts of the state capitol for more than 50 years. The state Senate is considering a proposal to remove the flag following an appeal by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. A police official says 2 brothers in their 20s were killed and their parents wounded when gunmen opened fire near a passport office in Quetta. A Pakistani policeman also was killed in the incident after wounding one of the attackers who escaped. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.